السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers and our sisters listening over streaming and over the receivers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that in these few days, in the mornings, a discussion has gone in the direction of this particular disease of takabbur and pride. The intention was to speak on various topics, but with the barakat of those who are sitting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has continuously allowed the topic to continue and to expand. Perhaps it is relevant for myself and for all of us, because this is the dua that is normally made, that Ya Allah, whatever is beneficial for ourselves and for the listeners, put it into the heart. So Alhamdulillah, this is the topic that has continuously come. In fact, just this morning, the intention was not to recite on these verses, but just as we come on the Musalla, then sometimes the verses come to mind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in these verses, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we are the ones, the gist of the ayat, we are the ones who had blessed Luqman alayhi salam with this quality of hikmah. He had been given wisdom, he had been given knowledge. So we can contextualize this, that any individual who has been blessed with any ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا, we are the ones who had given that hikmah. It is not a hikmah which we have acquired. As soon as we feel we've acquired something due to our strength or our qualifications, then this is the first step in the wrong direction. And then Allah Ta'ala says, Anishkur lillah. Why did we bless him with this ni'mat of hikmah? What was the reason that we blessed him with this particular bounty? So that he can be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Ya Allah, this is your ni'mat, this is your bounty. First of all, I am grateful within my heart. And then this particular aspect of gratefulness and shukr, it is also can be expanded, that bounty which Allah has blessed us with, we will then utilize and we will use that bounty in a manner which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this instance, Luqman alayhi salam was blessed with hikmah, but he took this hikmah and then he used it to benefit others. And hence we find thereafter the verses that ensue, he then advises his son in a very wise manner, has advised him on various aspects and particular pertinent points with regards to life and with regards to how we should conduct ourselves. Amongst the advices that he has given him there, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Do not walk on this earth with pride and arrogance. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love every individual who is proud and arrogant. So respected elders and brothers, this particular disease of pride and arrogance is termed as the mother of all sicknesses. And we had mentioned that sometimes it's very difficult for us to detect this particular sickness and disease. And this is where sometimes, first of all, is the dua that we should constantly make, that Ya Allah, protect me from any kind of pride and arrogance. Let me completely annihilate myself. Let me regard myself as absolutely insignificant. Now some people raise the objection, but then, Maulana, if you're going to say that we must regard ourselves as insignificant, then it means we're going to be suffering from a low self-esteem. The person won't have confidence. So the reality is, respected elders and brothers, that individual who knows, or let's take an example which is coming to mind. You have in the jungle, you have the lions, and then you have the cub. So now the cub, the baby of the lion, so now the cub suddenly goes to the hyena, and now he starts playing fools with the hyena. Now that hyena is fully grown, he's got powerful jaws. Now that hyena wants to attack the cub. So what does the cub say? Just before you do anything, you see there in the corner, that's my father. Yeah, he's the king of the jungle. There was a big mashallah beard sitting on the top there. He's the king of the jungle. So now that hyena suddenly, who was about to devour that cub, he'll say, very good boy, very nice. Now suddenly he'll completely change. What has made this cub so confident? The thing that has made this cub confident is that he knows that I've got the support of the king of the jungle, my father that is there on the top, I've got his support. So I can do anything. The reality is, respected elders and brothers, when a person completely annihilates himself and he regards every achievement of his as nothing but the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person in reality will become even more confident. Because now he'll know that, Ya Allah, you are the one who can assist me in this. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. When some decision comes to the person's mind, immediately he trusts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he goes ahead. Look at the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How they annihilated themselves, regarded themselves as absolutely nothing. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he was in the last few moments of his life, his head was on the lap of his son. He told his son that place my head on the ground, because this head is not even fit to be on your lap. But yet Umar radiallahu anhu ruled over 2/3 of the then known world. But look at how he annihilated himself, absolutely annihilated himself. So respected elders and brothers, this kind of a notion that the person will suffer from a low self-esteem is absolutely incorrect. In fact, it becomes very difficult to work with a person who's arrogant and proud. Because you can't even give him any input, because he's not prepared to accept it. As soon as he feels that this is the right thing, he's not going to be open to any input. He can't accept any criticism, even though it may be positive criticism. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, this aspect of takabbur and pride, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeatedly mentioned the outcome and the consequence and the end result of those individuals who had implemented or adopted this kind of pride and takabbur. We had mentioned the incident of Iblis and Shaitan. Look at him, due to his piety created pride and takabbur in his heart. That is why sometimes we mention that a person can be doing the right thing, but unfortunately, pride and takabbur can start entering the heart. There was an incident in the life of Hazrat Moez Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, where one particular brother had been making an effort to perform all his salah with takbir-e-ula for approximately 40 days. There is a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the person who recites 40 days of salah with takbir-e-ula, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst others, will give him two certificates. One is itqum min an-nar, the person will be given emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, a certificate of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, and entry into Jannah. So this particular brother had been making a tremendous effort, and it was approximately either the last day or last few days, he was about to finish his 40 days with takbir-e-ula. And on that particular night, Hazrat Rahmatullahi was having a big program. It may have been one of the big nights, and the crowd was huge. There was a very, very big crowd. There was even some broadcasting taking place on one of the radio stations. And so this particular brother had come, his usual parking that he would park. Now suddenly the parking bays were all taken, and he had to drive around a few times before he could find his parking. So by the time he came into the masjid, the salah had already commenced. Now this person, you can imagine how he must have been disheartened, how disappointed he must have been. And I recall Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned in that majlis, or the majlis thereafter, he said that there was so much of khair in this happening to this particular brother, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was perhaps protecting this person from any pride and takabbur coming in the heart. Because now if the person completed those 40 days, so now, obviously, it may have created laziness thereafter. The person will be like, I got my 40 days now, I can just... Or Shaitan would have whispered that how pious you are. Subhanallah, very few people have achieved these things in their lives. You 40 days, and now pride will start entering the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala broke that sequence. But Allah knows the intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the intention that he had started with. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat and the intention of a believer is better than his action. Allah knows his intention was to read for 40 days. Allah inshallah will give it to him. But Allah ta'ala made it such that it broke to protect him from pride and takabbur. There was another incident, a particular brother who used to constantly go for Hajj every year. And now, after the regulations changed, now suddenly that sequence again broke. So he told Hazrat, very, very sad, not going for Hajj. So Hazrat said, speak the truth. Are you really sad because you're not going for Hajj? Or are you really sad because people will say that he's been going for Hajj every year, but this year he couldn't make it? So he said, no, actually that is the reason. So the person didn't even realize that now that sadness was not because he was being deprived of going for Umrah or Hajj, But it was now because now people knew that mashallah this person was going every year. So now he was waiting for that kind of an acknowledgement and he wanted that kind of a title to remain for himself. You see how shaitan can suddenly, as Rahmatullah used to always say, that the person went for so many hajj. And so the person went to visit him. So he told the person, the khadim or the son or the child, that go and bring the zamzam from my sixth hajj. Bring the zamzam from my sixth hajj. So now what was the need for to say that sixth or that seventh hajj? You see how shaitan can trick a person. That is why we have to be very, very cautious with regards to this disease and this particular bimari and this sickness and this malady of pride. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan, this is a month where we can spiritually overhaul ourselves. May Allah ta'ala develop within ourselves that quality of humility, that quality of humbleness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qarun. Allah ta'ala speaks about Fir'aun. Allah ta'ala speaks about all these individuals, talking about the names of these pious, of these wretched people rather. So there was an incident more light-hearted. One particular alim, he wanted to have the Quran Sharif printed. So it was in Pakistan where he had found out who is a very good scribe. In those days, calligraphers used to write the Quran Sharif. So he said, well, so-and-so person is reputed to be a very, very good calligrapher. So he summoned him. He said, okay, I would like you to write this Quran. But do me a favor, don't make any changes. Whatever you do, don't make any changes in this Quran Sharif. So he said, no, I have no changes to make. So he took the Quran Sharif, and after a while he wrote it, he came back. So he said, mashallah, it looks very good. But just reassure me, you didn't make any changes in the Quran. He said, no, I didn't make any changes. But just one thing, I noticed here and there that there were some mistakes inside. They had in the Quran Sharif, they had the name of Shaitan, they had the name of Qarun, and name of Fir'aun. This is Allah's kalam. How can they have the name of these bad people in the Quran Sharif? So I replaced it with your name and your father's name and your grandfather's name. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, Allah Ta'ala speaks in detail with regards to these individuals and what was the outcome and what was the consequence and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them, trying to highlight to us that this is the outcome of any individual who has any kind of takabbur and pride in his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.